We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. I've got the Gunsmith. He's right here. He's in the wings. He's ready to go. We're going to talk about getting your equipment.
That's right.
And, of course, this segment is brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company. But it's important because how many days are we out from rifle season?
28 days
out from rifle season.
Yep. 28 days in.
Plenty of time to get your gear and get it tested. Do some sample shooting out there at Williams Gun Sight Company. You got time.
I'm getting calls almost every day from friends and acquaintances that are saying, where can I get this magazine? I can't find. And why is it that people lose magazines for guns in the off season? You know what it is? They left it in their coat. You know how many times I go through hunting coats in my house, especially my son's hunting coats, and I pull magazines out. It's like, son, put the magazines with the gun, you know, unloaded, put them there so that the springs are fresh. But no, it'll be a year later, and there's the magazine full of bullets.
Yeah.
And it's not good for the springs.
It's not best practices, John.
No, it's not. So, and not just picking on Jacob, because Jacob's Jacob. He's always been that way, but he's used to me going through all the stuff, and my problem is
backstopping him.
You didn't teach
him to be his own backstop.
Exactly. So I built
you enabled.
Enabled. That's the word I was looking for.
That's the one.
So now, at Williams Gun Sight Company in Davison, they're right on Lapeer Road, just west of Irish. Easy to get to. Been there for 99 years. So if you haven't seen it, look harder. You'll find it.
And if
you can't see it, roll your window down. Listen for the gunfire. So
got those outdoor ranges. It's Williams Gun Sight range. It's
on
awesome.
The range since 1926. That's their tagline.
Yep.
So I highly recommend you do not go out unequipped. Okay. So you can go to WilliamsGunSight.com. Check out their website, and I go to it every day, checking out what's used and new sights and all the cool stuff they got and what kind of deals they got. That's where you find the information about that class coming up on the 27th for the Protect Your House of Worship. But the hunting list. You know, if you're not a list maker, when you become a hunter, the last thing you want to do is get in the woods and not have all the stuff you need to have an effective hunt. Make your hunting an experience that is joyful and not begrudging. It shouldn't be a job. It should be a passion. And when you get in the woods, you want to make sure that your gun and yourself are situated with the proper sights or the right scope, the right sling that makes it easy to carry the gun when you're pulling your deer out of the woods, maybe even one of those harnesses to pull your deer. Hearing protection, they have these earmuffs now where you can hear the deer moving, you can hear squirrels, you can hear everything, but when you pull the trigger on a gun, they're real slimline, it electronically shuts off the noise so that you don't hurt your ears. Makes a ton of sense.
Hmm.
I hunt with a suppressor now, so I don't worry about it as much.
Yeah.
But it helps. But I've had my bell rung several times by shooting 30-06s and 300 Winchester Magnums and everything, and even 450 Bushmasters out of a short 450 Ruger American rifle, had the barrel inside the blind, and it just the
reverberation
in there was more than I could handle. It was like being front row at the machine shop when you weren't ready for it, you know, so it's a pain. But hearing protection is important. Now, hunter's orange. Make sure you got orange on. Don't go out in the woods in red and black plaid. Always have some orange on. Magazines is my next thing. Magazines, you always have to have more than one magazine. One, a good friend of mine that was airborne ranger, 20-year airborne ranger, always told me one is none. Meaning if you have one magazine, that means you have none because you have no backup. So you have to have a backup. So get two or three magazines for the gun you're carrying so that you have them. What if you trip and fall and you lose them and then you see your trophy buck? Now, that kind of stuff happens, and you don't want to realize that you get in the woods and you go, wait a minute, my magazine, the one you had, was in your pocket of your coat last year when you got done hunting, and it should still be there, right? Well, it's not now. So get the extra magazines, have lots of ammo, buy ammo like you'll never be able to buy it again, okay? That's the key. Have enough of everything you need to make a successful journey and a successful hunt, and be safe. Know where your bullet's going at all times. Can't stress this enough. Now, And when you pick out, if you're going out, you're going to pick out a new rifle. Dan keeps asking me, is it too late to get a new gun for deer season? No, it's never too late. I've gone out and bought guns on the 20th of November because I was unhappy with what happened on opening day. So I'm going to tell you this. If you're a handgunner or a rifle hunter and you want to get out and get something for hunting season, there's some. I went through the website specifically looking for guns that were basically ready to hunt. Only one here didn't have everything it needed. But the point is, there's guns on the shelf used ready to go that are ready to hunt. Now, they got to use the, listen to this one, the number one gun, use Taurus Raging Hunter. It's a 7-inch barreled 44 Magnum that's ported. It's blued. It's got a real matte finish on it. It's not a shiny thing on this gun, but it's a bad to the bone 44 Magnum. Rubber grips. It is a beastly heavy gun, but it will handle the report of a 44 Magnum wonderfully. You can get that gun for $700 at Williams right now. The number two, the CVA Cascade in 450 Bushmaster. This is a bolt action. It's got a threaded 18-inch barrel. It's got a Leupold 3-9x40 scope on it. This is a nice gun. These CVAs have got great barrels on them. They're made in Spain, I believe. And you get this one for $799. It's already got the Leupold on it, and it's a 450, so it's probably going to fill your freezer up for you. Number three gun. This one's the one that wasn't quite ready, but I'm telling you, this is an up-and-comer that you're going to like. Great Lakes Firearms Company. They make them right here in Michigan. Used Great Lakes Firearms 400 Legend. This is an AR-15, but they call it the GL-15 for Great Lakes. It's a flat top. It's got a beautiful camo job on it, and it looks brand new. It's got a nice muzzle, ported muzzle brake on it. You can get that one for $699 right now at Williams. So check out the Great Lakes Arms. I think we're up and coming. There's a bunch of manufacturers right here in Michigan. I think you're going to like them. But Great Lakes is certainly one of the ones leading the way. Next gun is a used Marlin 1895. Now, if you're hunting north of the shotgun line, this might be the gun for you. It's 1895 SBL. It's a 4570 with the 18.5-inch barrel. It's stainless steel. It's got the laminated gray stock. It is beautiful. It's called the Skinner model. It's got a real long Picatinny rail on it, and so you can forward mount scopes. You can even put a scout scope on it, I believe. $1,299. It is a beautiful rifle, and certainly one worthy of campfire genre. Now, the last gun I want to talk about, this is a kind of a bare bones rifle, but it does everything you need for Northern Michigan. It's a Savage 110, which is one of the most popular guns Savage makes. In 270 Winchester, which will take everything in Michigan. It's a bolt action with a 22-inch barrel. It's got a really nice walnut stock. And it's topped with a Nikon 2-7x32 scope. I hunted with a Nikon 2-7x32 for years. Great scope. Williams has this one at a price you just can't turn down. With the look of the stock, I thought it'd be $700. It's $350 right now at Williams. So go check it out. It will certainly fill your freezer. All of these will if you're north of the shotgun zone. But lots to choose from at Williams. Go to their website, williamsgunsight.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. And sign up for that class. Get online. Sign up for that class for the House of Worship. If nothing else, just to learn from it so that you understand what's next. So meaning what's the next thing you and your church should be doing to protect yourself.
And so the class is the 27th. That's a Monday.
Yep. And
they've got two classes. So there's one from 10 until noon, and then there's another one from 1 until 3, two-hour class.
Exactly, two-hour classes. And they're great classes. The time flies by, and it's very good interaction. You're not just being a PowerPoint dictation. It's an interaction with a professional that knows what he's talking about or she's talking about. And I'm always impressed with USCCA stuff.
If you've never thought about this, if you've never thought of, you know, you're active in your church and you've just never really thought, well, we should probably do this, it's probably come up, you know.
Yeah.
But if it hasn't, you know, this is a good first step. Go and find out. Just listen, get the information.
And what you're doing is you're filling your war chest. You understand more about it. You understand you're getting a little ammo in your belt because you're getting the tools to know what to say and what to do.
Yep. So good organizations, both Williams and USCCA.
Well, next Saturday, I'm going to be out at Sandusky doing a heart screening.
Yes.
So we're going to probably have to pre-record and get the show ready for next Saturday, but we're going to have a good show, I guarantee it. And thanks, everybody, for listening today. And remember, go to our website, thegss.com. You can listen to the show anytime you want on there. It'll be ready to go. This show will be on there and ready to go right away. So thank you, Dan. Thanks for pushing all the buttons for us.
Oh, as always,
and
it's a pleasure.
Thanks, Connie, for bringing that donut in.
Thanks for all your information. And yes, thank you, Connie. It's quite delightful. Right. Yeah. Oh, go bid on the pool table, too, at the Seize the Deal auction. Seize the Deal Flint. Seize the Deal Flint. Gorgeous $2,200 pool table delivered and set up from Max Suds, $880. That was the minimum bid this morning. I don't know where it's at, but I know the bidding is done today at 5.
All righty. Sounds like a plan.
Thanks. We'll come back. We'll do it again next week. What do you say, John?
Sounds like a plan.
Every Saturday, 8 to 9, it's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.